Well, here we go. We have the top five at five right here, right now. Don't anybody move.
It's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Checking in at
number five.
Hillary Clinton was on the road today, Annandale, Virginia. She was there with Tim Kaine, who is a Virginia politician of some note and rumored to be a vice presidential candidate finalist for her.
Who speaks fluent Spanish, and we had that on display during the news conference today, or the speech to the crowd.
Yep, it was a little odd. Not going to lie to you, a little odd. I'd go with Martin O'Malley. I'd go with the guy who came in third, if I were her.
That's where you'd go.
Yeah. He also plays a guitar. He looks like he'd play a president in a movie. I mean, I think that's what the vice president has to be. And, you know, Mike Pence does, too. Spoiler alert, but so that's kind of what it's...
But these things always seem a little bit awkward, no matter what, in politics, because you don't necessarily pick someone because you have the strongest relationship with them. You pick them for other reasons. And so there's just a little bit of human awkwardness when they first get on stage together.
Yeah.
They don't sort of act in sync in any way.
I think actually everybody should just choose Morgan Freeman because he always plays the president in a movie anyway.
Just perfectly well.
All right. Well, this is weird. It took a strange turn when she was talking about jobs in America. And she referenced that new jobs are going to be in the coding industry, computer industry, building apps like, maybe Pokemon Go.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go. But I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, my God.
Just watch our video, Hillary. You get to know everything you need to know.
Violetta and Kevin explain it all to you. But their campaign put out a news release today trying to capitalize on the Pokemon frenzy, saying, join us as we go to the Pokestop in Madison Park and put up a lure module, get free Pokemon, battle each other, and then learn about more about Secretary Clinton. So everybody's capitalizing Pokemon Go.
That's gross. Nothing short of that.
Why do you say that's gross? Gross.
It just is weird. It's just, you know, first of all, it's already jumped the shark. Pokemon has gone already. Go and gone.
I think it's just getting started.
People are tripping over gravestones trying to find Pikachu.
They're getting injured.
Yeah. This is like, I think people are, when grandma's playing it, you know it's over. And by Thursday, grandma started playing it.
There's a kid outside my house today. He looks like he's just aimlessly looking into the sky. And then I realize he's holding his phone, and he must have found one near my front lawn. I said, get off my lawn,
good
Pokemon.
Good for you, Kevin. Yeah.
Thank you, Clint Eastwood. Get off my lawn. They're crabby.
Whipped out my revolver. So get out of here, Pokemon.
They've had trespassing tickets issued. They had one woman interviewed somewhere who's in Phoenix, I think, who said her daughter wandered into traffic on an expressway looking for a Pokemon.
There was a bad accident related to one. Somebody leaving exiting off an exit ramp trying to find a Pokemon.
Oh, my gosh.
Balthazar or something, which everybody gets.
Balbisar, the elusive Balbisar?
That's the one Balbisar. That Kevin got right out of
It's the only one I've caught.
That's the first one you get, and plowed into a truck. Oh, the lawsuits by Monday? It's going to be Trump campaign. There'll be so many lawsuits.
Well, they're getting calls to 911 and everything, Pokemon Go related. Can you imagine?
911.
911. In South Carolina, police said, Hanahan, South Carolina, police said the department has received about 20,000 suspicious activity reports related to Pokemon Go. People in their yards, people in a church parking lot lingering with their phones out. Hanahan?
Chicago doesn't get 20,000 suspicious persons reports.
They might now with Pokemon Go going on.
Yeah, I called the police. I had that kid arrested this morning.
Imagine you call 911 here because they love it at 911. You call about something that's really not important.
It's not an immediate emergency.
911, what's your emergency? Mm-hmm.
I see someone in the church parking lot playing Pokemon Go. Very suspicious.
Call 311.
That's what they tell you at 911, and then you call 311.
311, may I help you?
Same person.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I see somebody with a Pokemon, maybe playing Pokemon in a church parking lot.
Call 911.
And just keep moving back and forth.
311 I find to be very helpful, actually.
Do you think anybody's called 911 to ask for Pokeballs?
Oh, I bet. I mean, I think it's just beginning. I mean, think about it. The numbers of people playing and...
911, may I help you?
I'm out of Pokeballs. Can anybody help me?
Call 311.
Or somebody drunk looking at their phone. I don't know. I got a creature in my family room.
I think I'm seeing things.
I don't know what's going on here.
very weird. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Confrontation between an Uber driver and a rider, what appears to be a hospital, was caught on video in California.
You are at the hospital. Administration is right here.
I'm going to the emergency room, sir.
Get in there. Get out of my car now.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car now.
Sir, I'm asking
you. Get out of my car now. I have the right to tell you when to get out of my car. It's right now.
I don't know where I am. I'm asking you where is my destination. If you would kindly point at where I am.
Pulled into your destination. It said here I was at your destination. It's over. Get out of my car now.
Oh, gosh. That got heated.
Sounds like Lewis Black, doesn't it?
That's how my parents talk to me. You're at work, Violetta. Get out.
Reminds you of your home life. Gosh, that could have gotten really ugly. We didn't hear anything happen, though, right? Or was there a follow-up to that whole thing?
Unfolded in what appears to be, like I said, the Long Beach Hospital in California. The passenger started recording the driver when she was dropping him off.
He's not getting a 5-star rating.
No.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Might not be driving for Uber much longer.
Yeah, Uber has suspended the driver.
There you go.
Okay, but why didn't she get out of the car?
Because she didn't know where she was.
She just wanted to go to the emergency room, it sounded like, and she wasn't sure, you know, how hospital complexes can be big. Maybe she was, I don't know. Well,
but the Uber driver doesn't know.
That might be true.
Sir, can you please tell me where my destination is?
I don't give a Get out of the car now.
Can you please tell me where my destination is?
The ride is over. You have been extremely rude, extremely condescending this whole trip.
How have I been extremely rude?
You kept me waiting way too long. You showed up and told me you were in a hurry when you showed no actual effort to be in a hurry. Get out of my car now.
I am just
Get out of my car now.
I don't know where I am.
Get out of my car now. Damn you to hell.
Wouldn't you want to get out of that car? I mean, why the heck would you want to be still in that car?
No.
How do you get that angry? I don't think I've ever been that angry in my life.
For that long. You don't know what precipitated.
But I see where he's coming from. If he's at the destination, get out of the car.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
You don't have to go that crazy, though. Take it easy, man.
Yeah, but she was too calm and he was too mad. It's strange.
It was strange. But I would not want to be in that car, by the way.
Now, did the driver break the law? Here's a legal analyst, Steve Meister.
She had no right to videotape him without his permission. She did not seem to be in any distress or experiencing any kind of emergency at all. And she was antagonizing him.
I don't know if that's typical true attorney.
Yes. Your Honor, please.
That's my attorney right
Your
there.
Your Honor, she should go to jail for 50 years just for talking to him like that.
I guess they have the same two-party consent law that we do in Illinois, in California, where you have to tell somebody if you're videotaping. But maybe it was obvious there, too.
Right, but they also have to have a union member videotaping them in California because it's, you know,
the sound guy and the special person who presses certain buttons and other people do the others.
Exactly right. It's part of the...
It's very complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated. That's why
you need an attorney to weigh in.
All right, here we go. We got Violetta Pottermedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Get out of my car now! Damn you to hell!
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot check out the best food from south of the border right here in the Windy City. Chicago's Best Mexican, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. And we're going to have Elliot on for Newsaroos.
It's right.
He's going to be our special guest.
Elliot's going to be here.
Competitor.
Yeah. All right. Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Former Playmate of the Year, Danny Mathers, and she must be good. She's in trouble. You know what she did? Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't hear this
she
one.
She took a picture of a woman in a gym in the shower.
Oh, that's a no-no.
Nico. And then she body shamed her. She went on social media to say, if I can't unsee this, then you can't either.
Oh, gosh. And that's And she's probably in perfect shape, and this other person she took the picture of was not.
So Danny had to issue an apology.
God, that's so, I mean, isn't that so wrong? And someone, you take a picture of someone in the gym, in the shower?
The apology might be worse than the offense itself.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to acknowledge a photo that I accidentally posted here on Snapchat earlier today and let you guys know that that was absolutely wrong and not what I meant to do. I have chosen to do what I do for a living because I love the female body, and I know that body shaming is wrong, and that's not what I'm about. That's not the type of person that I am. That photo was taken to be part of a personal conversation with a girlfriend, and because I am new to Snapchat, I really didn't realize that I had posted it, and that was a huge mistake. I know that I have upset a lot of people out there, but please, please believe me when I say this is not the type of person I am. I've never done this before. I will never do this again. You have my word.
Apparently, she thought she was just sending it to one friend and didn't realize, because she was new to Snapchat, that she was sending it, kind of putting it out there for everybody. Whoops. Mm-hmm.
Update to the story. She is now under investigation.
For what?
For, you can't take, like, in Illinois, it's against the law to take a picture in a locker room.
Boy, I didn't know that.
Good time to find that out.
Well, just in case. Just, you kind of just know it's not dignified or the right thing to do.
Yes.
I didn't know it was illegal.
I was in trouble once just for taking a picture of a mole on my own body in a locker room, and I was
Although
was
have you ever been in that. The East Bank Club locker room? I hear the men's locker room, all the guys just sort of, the older men especially, will come up and just sort of be toweling themselves off really close to you, totally
yeah.
Naco.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. it just gets a little close yeah. sometimes, and there's a lot of it.
I spent a lot of time at the
That's
East
what
Bank.
I hear the reports of.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, a locker room here. We have one in Tribune Tower. And
does that happen there?
I visited, and you see coworkers down there. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that's kind of, yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah, people you work with, you're like, ah, damn. I'm going to think of that guy the same way.
Does Rick Kogan smoke there, too?
He does. There's a smoking section.
Is he on the treadmill smoking?
Yeah, there's a treadmill. He's doing curls for the girls.
Listen, darling, I want to tell you something very important about it.
Let me tell you about curls for the girls.
You should do more curls for the girls.
Does he stand next to you naked smoking while he's
on the treadmill?
On the treadmill.
Is that okay in the man world that you stand the guy in no, the locker room stands
okay.
really close
to
you
on.
Naked?
Oh, not okay. On. Not okay under any circumstances. No. No, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird at East Bank, man. Sometimes the bigger the star, the more naked they are.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
A certain couple of people who I won't name
yeah.
I've heard are very good at just sort of showing up right in your face, put the foot on the bench and just start, hey, what's
yeah,
going on, Rokan?
Yeah, not me.
That's what the stars do, you said?
There, yeah, there's like stars.
Celebrity
a couple
types.
Maybe I should start doing that to bump my status in the locker room.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
I'm like Lawrence of Arabia when I'm in there. I have towels over my, you know, like I have towels. I wrap them around my knees, then around my hips, then over my shoulders, then over my head.
Right. Everybody has a routine, you know. I'll throw a couple towels over my shoulder. It'll look natural.
Yeah.
Some don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people are just creepy, man. All right.
We need to make.
We should go on a field trip down to the locker room. I'll show you guys what I'm talking about.
Except we can't go in the men's
There's
locker
Rick's
room.
There's Rick's smoking section.
Listen, darling, I just want to say that you're looking awfully buff today. Those curls for the girls.
Rick wouldn't say that.
He knows about the curls for the girls.
No, he knows.
He's just like, hey, Kev, what's up? Looking good. He wouldn't care.
Oh, man.
Because Rick's in his own world. He's
Rick is totally in his own world.
And he's just like,
it's
doesn't
so
even
fun.
Notice us.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He's Rick. He does,
he's Rick. That's, he's because, when you get to be Rick, you don't need to care.
That is really true. All right, checking in at
number two.
Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson has come around to supporting Donald Trump. Now, there's a shocker. After first supporting Ted Cruz, he is apparently Phil would like to work in the Trump administration.
I have requested, sent multiple people to him, and they all laughed when I said it. I said, but the ultimate for America would be, we convert Mr. Trump. That way all the dirt they're going to drag up on him and all of the whatever indiscretions he's been involved in and the sins he's committed, if he would but be born again, he could then tell them, that's the old me. I've been born again. This is the new Donald Trump. It would be a starting point. And I can see it now. Donald Trump and his cabinet, there's old Newt or some one of those guys that get in there, or Sessions, and the camera keeps panning over, and then they get to me and they say, this man is his spiritual advisor. And I'm sitting here.
Yeah, you know, what is it? Why does a guy who became famous on a reality show think he can be a president or a vice president?
I don't
know. Oh, wait a second.
That already.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, it's sort of happening.
And finally,
number one.
All right, Mike Pence reportedly is going to be Donald Trump's running mate. Stephen Colbert, not impressed with any of the choices.
Who the hell knows anything about Mike Pence? I believe he is the before picture on the box of Just for Men. Great analysis, Stephen, but don't forget, reports are Trump's looking for an attack dog as his running mate, and as unpredictable as this campaign has been, he might mean an actual attack dog. It would be the first since the candidacy of Vice President Hooch.
So it is official now. As Judy's been telling us, ABC News and others reporting,
confirming,
Pence is the pick. And there'll be that big news conference and unveiling tomorrow at 11.
I still think there's a 30% chance it won't happen because he's going to be mad that it got out of the bag. Trump is going to be mad that it got out of the bag.
Unless they floated it on purpose so it would dominate news cycles. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know. It's hard to know because this is not a predictable campaign.
No.
But
no, there's chicanery here.
That's what you suspect.
And Trump is like a storm, so I'd say 30% is pretty good.
Yeah. 30% likelihood he's going to dump him.
Right. You know how the weather changes. It could go either way, yeah.
You know what? You know, here's what I found out yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence called the press and told them he was going to be vice president, okay? And I told him not to call the press, okay? And the next thing you know, he's calling the press, okay? So he's fired. Fired. Right now, I'm going with Donald Duck. Donald and Donald, the first time ever, okay?
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, this, Pence is going to hear about it if this is Pence's fault. Because Donald Trump wants to be the showman. He doesn't want anybody else stepping on stage before him. It's going to be crazy talk, I tell you.
The top five at five.